Begin the grand daven itself. The snows of daf chav dalad. Begin them, and I'll begin to his mouth. Begin with the words of the Gemara, finishing off the previous Gemara that even for a person should always be makon bar mitzvah because of the one night that the older daughter went before the younger one. She merited to have, as the Dibur Maskil Torah says, arba dayos b'Yisrael, four generations the Jewish people from Malchus, which as the Torah explains is Ovid, his son Yishai, David and Shlomo, which is the Davidic dynasty. But the younger daughter didn't have any Jewish people. Ad Rechavim and Shlomo, until Rechavim, who is the son of Shlomo Melech, Shabam Enam HaMoynes, so Rus, who is from Moiv, the older one. So that was four generations before Amoin, which was the son of Shlomo Melech Rechavim, which came from Nam HaMoynes. Next to the begin with the words of the Mishnah. She separated her animals, which, as Tais explained, the three animals. Kivsel chatos, a ewe, a female, a lamb for a sin offering, with kevsel oila, and a lamb for a total burnt sacrifice. For oila and a ram, l'shlam for the carbon, l'shlam shen carbon, nazir. Those are the carbons of a nazir when he finishes his pure naziris. Continue with the words in the Mishnah, and then the husband is made for a nether. So the Mishnah differentiates. If the animals from his, then they go out and they graze in the flock. As Tais explains, since the husband was made for it, there's no zeros out here at all. And the animal that he separated has a halacha of chulin, that she separated has the halacha like chulin, like the Gemara explains, because kiyak nila, when was the husband being makinatar his animals for her to utilize midin tzrikla, something that she needs? But midin tzrikla, something that she does not need. No, he did not acquire tar, it's not hers. And then shalosh lo'ezer kodesh kol, comes that was never holy at all, because she doesn't need it, because it was made for it. Now, but as Tais quotes my words, the Mishnah of Emishal Ahaya Habahim, but if the animal is from hers, which is Tais explained, but Gemara is going to explain, Alamit Beis, Ma'aytabala Shalaya Hilabal Rashaspai, where does she get her own animals that the husband has no rights over it? Isn't the halacha kol mashakam ishakam the bala? The Gemara is going to explain that. So then the halacha is, as Tais quotes in the words of the Mishnah, Chatas Thomas, the sin offering has to be left to die, because Avagab the Havala, although he's made for it for her, but that's Kimfajla Taminasi, and that's as we're going to explain the reasoning in the Mishnah. The reason of the Mishnah, keeping the boy kapara, because since she needs atonement, so that's like, on some level, like a sin offering. It is like a sin offering because she needs atonement, lamaisa, because of her refraining from wine and so on. So it's like a chatzah shemes balah, but that the owner is dead because lamaisa you don't need atonement. So it's this still, it's like a chatzah still, but it still cannot, but it's not totally. So it's left to die. The words of Mishnah, but oila, not the oila, sacrifice the oila. But then the question is, I'm going to say, wait a second, Bishmal the Malel that says, he says, although generally oila is a gift, and you could bring it as an adoban if you want to, he says, by Nazira, by Nazir, the oila is not a gift. But like Kribi Kabel of Allah, and you cannot sacrifice when the husband is made for it. So the question is, do you think he's going to disagree with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah explicitly says, the oila Kribi oila is sacrifice, the oila of the Kabel of Allah, even though husband is made for it. So Tzav Yishmol says no. The Vilgim Yishmol, my Dimim Yishmol agrees, but Nazir Tahar by a Tahar Nazir, which is what our Mishnah is talking about. The oil is behema deirin, or they're the oil of an animal, and that is a gift. Because the Daf Geb and Nazir Tame, that Gemara, but the Daf Yitzes we're talking about Nazir Tame. The Chesed Beiva Kibbutz says that this can be atonement. Because oil behikram, and that pasuk mentions not only the Chatzis, but the oil. Mashma the oil, not by the Kabbalah. There it sounds like that's his source of Yishmol. That the oil is also coming from atonement. Therefore, it's not a deirin. But over here, he would agree that this oila is a dayan, and therefore you could sacrifice it even after the hafara. Now, turn next to his mouth, between the words of the Mishnah of the neck of the last of the three karbanas. Shlamim, yikrubu shlam net, you sacrifice the shlamim, nachol miyamecha, and tzibu one day. Which is, kechay misham nazir, we eat it like the stringency, although it's not really a nazir, because he was made for it, but we bring it as the stringency of the shlamim nazir. As Tais explains, but filmadam bal kachbal. Bal me'ekaoki, even if you say the husband uproots retroactively, so wait a second. So okay, you bring a shalom in the double. Why would so then? That's why you sacrifice it. Why would you have limited to one day, not 2 days? No, because even she cut from the din shalom in nazir. Since lamaisa, when she sanctified it, was for the halachas of shalom in nazir. So we're going to eat it as a stringency of shalom in nazir, which limited to one day, not 2 days. Now then, Tosfos says v'hadikam megemara. This that the gemara says. At the end of the base, shalom in nazir shachin shleikim mitzvahs, and the Gemara appears it says that when you have shalom in nazir that was slaughtered not for its mitzvah, ilam zraya the doesn't have the halacha of the forearm, which is especially unique halacha b'shalom in nazir umedam lohachi, and it compares it to this. The question is, what? I don't understand. So why are we saying it's like the shalom in nazir for the halacha of the limitations of one day, but not regarding the halacha of zraya? So it says, "Hainu that because Elam Zrei to mitzvah, it just doesn't have it. Not getting the halacha of Zrei as the regular ideal mitzvah. Shaitan Bitnuva that you have to do the waving, because that has to be done with the nazim. There is no nazim. But you're right, the zrayah is gonna be forbidden. Like the strings here, shaman nazim. We do take the strings shaman nazim, like we're saying over here. That's warm shot. But you know, Amr Abin Tamarimindam also says the Ilam Zraya, no. When we say that it doesn't have the forearm, Haina means the Ilam Din Zray Bishela. It doesn't have the halacha that unique halacha by Nazir that the forearm is cooked. She's Bashal Ma'al that should be cooked with the ram. No, Ilvadi, rather alone, Nasrina, we make it forbidden, but it's not cooked with the rest of the Shlam. Tinnik says, Master, begin the words, Hoch Gesinan, the last words of the Mishnah, Intun Lechem, and they don't require bread kisha like all other Shami Nazir. Why? Why not? Aren't we going kechoy mishalmi nazir? Because the chesivus in the pasuk al kapei anazir on the palms of the nazir. That's where you put the bread. Being kan kapei anazir, there's no palms of the nazir because the halacha says there's neftar, so there's no nazir over here to fulfill the halacha of the lechem. Now, what happens if the mikdash kafal? Let's say you already sanctified already. Then you have to redeem it. And if filling meka akan, even if you say you operate retroactively, still you would have to be redeeming it. It's concerned should be yemer hektash to like there, because then people might say that look, oh, you have something sanctified that could be taken out without being redeemed. And he makes his guys name, and even if you say that it's cut from here on, motzilif is you could redeem it. It's not a problem that it's kedusha kuf, you can't redeem it. No, the elin kedusha kuf, chesh kod lava carbon does not have a physical sanctity until you slaughtered the carbon in it, and since you didn't do that yet, you could still redeem it. Next text, Masal, the beginning words with the words of the Gemara Hachigasina. This is the text of the Gemara. Hayla ma'ay setumim yivlan dama. So, actually, the words of the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, so we spoke about the Mishnah regarding the animals, and then we move on. Actually, the previous text was not the last words, similar last words, but the Mishnah moved on. If there are unspecified funds, then the halacha is it falls for a nedava. And that is, as I explained, meaning where the husband's made for har neda, as we said in the beginning of the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara is going to explain this halacha that these unspecified funds fall from the nedava, the girsa should be they're for burnt sacrifices on the mizbeach, which is what's called the ilais that are donated. Which were in the Sechel, by Mishal Tzibah, the libations come from the Tzibah. Chim Pesh B'chol Tuchdi, that's the explanation, all place that we learned Yivlan Dabba, that's fall from the Dabba, it means that. And more of us said, well, Chosh L'Misni Hacha, here we weren't concerned to say, Im Shalayhein, Chulin, but if it was his animals, Chulin, Ketan Mereshah, like we learned Mereshah, because we don't have to repeat ourselves, but that would be the case. The next words in Mishnah, Mufurashin, now, if the funds were explicit, meaning, as Tosfos explains to Pirush that he specified Eludom Lechatas, these monies are by the Chatas, by Eludom, this for the Eul, by Eludom, this for Shlomim. Then, as continuing the words in the Mishnah, the Mechatas Yechelam Melch, when the monetary funds of the Chatas, they go to the Dead Sea. And as Tosfos explains, keeping the Eloheza Behemoth, because since it would be the animal, how about Azal, if we go to death, same thing, it's for its funds. But as the words in the Mishnah are Beloy Nenen, you cannot have benefited, as Tosfos explains, Moisim Moisim Rabbanim from those funds rabbinically, but as the words in the Mishnah are Beloy Melon, there's no Me'ila. Why? Because the Kibbutz Yamamelech Hazazin, they're going to the Dead Sea, as we said, that's the halacha. So, like, in the Kodesh Hashem, you can't call Kodesh Hashem to have a halacha meila. It's not really misappropriating, because it's not even going to Hektish. And Tosfos explained, what didn't the Lelagabi Behemoth? The same thing is really regarding the previous case of the Mishnah, not the monies, but the animals. Must have missed the Mishnah, could have also said, Loy Nim Le Merlin really has the same halacha, that you now have benefit rabbinically, but you're not going to be biblically a meila. Turn the words of the Mishnah. Now, the May Oila, you be Oila, the monetary funds of the Oila, you bring as an Oila, because it's a spend the Dairanu, because it's a gift, as explained according to everyone, by the Naziris of Tahara. Now, there is going to be Me'ila, Kim the Kribim Mizbech, because it's supposed to be sacrificed in Mizbech. And therefore, if you use it for your own personal purposes, that is Me'ila. Then the words of the Mishnah, the May Shlamim, the funds of the Shlam, you be Shlamim, a bread of Shlam, and the Cholim Echad, and they're eaten for one day, and turn lechem, they don't require a bread, and that's Kibish, like we explained previously by the animals, same thing is regarding the funds. Now, we continue with the next. To be maskal, the words of the Gemara, that the words say, man tamud le mishtabele. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah that the husband is not indebted to the wife? Where do you see that in the Mishnah? As Tais explains, lekach yishvar lechalik, and therefore there's logic to differentiate between him in the day between when it's his animals, which the Mishnah teaches, that the animal goes out and grazes in the flock, whereas v'mishlah, but if it's ours, chatas Thomas, and if it's chatas, it's left to die, because Tais explains, v'mishtabele, if he's indebted to Allah, yishvar lechalik, then there's no difference if it's his animal, her animal, because his animals are mishubatar just like her animals. But our Mishnah differentiates. So who's the Tana of the Mishnah holds that the husband is not Meshavatah? So it takes a quote the words of the Gemara, Rav Chizkiya. It says, Rabbani, it is the Rabbanan that we're going to quote later on. Because Mefarash Maz, like the Gemara is going to explain. Umekabak, however, says, Taisis imloi heifala. If it is not Meferatah, then Haisim makribasa lechebasa, then she could sacrifice it for her obligation to keep an Aknila, because the Maisi is Makna took in Varaj Ravla, we're going to explain later on. Ki Makna, when does he acquire to meet the Tzrichel, something that she needs? Meet the Light Tzrichel, something that she does not need, because in the Hafala, like for example, he was Nefer on Nether. Layaknala, then he's not Makhner Tars. It says, Tais quotes from the words of Gemara. These are the things that say Rabbi Hudi. It's Rabbi Hudi that might take to the Rebbe. Why does the Mishnah say that what's from his funds, it goes out to graze in the flock. But he's indebted to his Tzitzis money with Nike Ksuba with the stipulation of the Ksuba. And Farsh was like, we'll explain later on. Because the Tzitzis explained the Pasuk Adayit, because the Gemara assumes that Nike Ksuba Odev, the Tznai of the Ksuba is so strong that Vafilu Vemidalei Tzrichle, even something that she does not need, not Meshubala still is Meshubata, he's indebted to her, and should be just like her own funds. As Tzitzis quotes from the words of Gemara, the Tanakh Lunna Braisim. Hudam, he says, maybe Odem Kamino Shalishta, a person brings a carbon of a wealthy person on his wife, Pirsh, in other words, Im Ashahu. If he's a wealthy person, she's liable for a carbon that's a sliding scale type of a carbon. So Rav Levi carbon Asha, Allah, he has to bring a wealthy man's carbon on her. Well, Yochalami can't say, what about she doesn't have anything, but Tabi carbon on her, she should have to bring a poor man's carbon because she doesn't have any of her own funds. No, he's indebted to her. And there's the words in the Gemara of, and also all carbon said she's obligated in, meaning, as Tayyip explains, Levi carbon bavur, he has to bring her carbon for her. Now, but this is only regarding obligations that she's liable for. This was over, she gave birth, or she had a flow. Let's say donations or vows. She has no rights to take vows 1,000 oilas a day, and that he wouldn't be obligated for. And the Re says, this is only regarding these obligations that she had when she got married. This is not that she was obligated before she got married. This text actually continues relatedly. Rashi gives, which is not like the text we have in our Gemara, because Shakach Kaisebisle, because this is what she writes to him. Kolachrayis the Isli Aloch Mekan was done. This is the gears that they have in the Gemara, that all obligations that I have on you, Mekan was done from before this point. Which our text explains. This is how the Bryce and Parshman Tzoris says it. Also, Pirish. In other words, the Isha Shagir Shabala, regarding women that her husband divorces, after the husband paid a big ksuba, she writes him a receipt. And in the receipt, she's writing these words that his kibalti ksuba, I received my ksuba, and therefore, v'chol chayis, to Isla, Allah, mekamnas, no, all responsibility that I had on you from up until this point, hakom achalti, I'm pardoning everything, almost so we see, the Mishabla, because he's indebted to her, tzrich levayt, mishaskerishin, he has to let her go, she has to let him off the hook for these obligations at the time of the divorce. So similarly, our Mishnah is not like a Yehuda. So that text continues the words of the Gemara. No, I'll fill Tami Yehuda. Can you even say the halacha Mishnah like a Yehuda? Ki Mishabala, when is the husband indebted to Abimilson the Tzrichala by things that she needs, but Midlay Zir, the things that she does not need, as Tayyip explained, could go into Havala, like for example, if he was made for Dvar, then Le Mishabala Klav, then he's not obligated at all. The Avag of the Mishabala, but not Besno, although there are responsibilities from the stipulations of the court. That's only when she needs it. When it is this animal, therefore that's the halakha of the Mishnah that it goes out to graze in the flock. It's bona fide, unconsecrated animals will have a kebamda, and it's not like when it's totally her animals. That's one version of this whole discussion. Then it ties quotes from the words of the Gemara. Those that say that the Gemara first says, Mantan Lutan the Mishnah is Rabbi. It is Rabbi. And therefore, because when is he Mishabatar, as Tayyip explains with Nike Suba, the stipulation of Nike Suba. So that's as Tayyip quotes from the words of the Gemara, but also the things that she needs, etc. Because the Rabbanon, if you think it's like the Rabbanon, Loi Meshabed, as Tayyip explained, but Tanai Ksuba. There's no lien with the Tanai of the Ksuba. And Tayyip quotes, Behechdom Meshabed, so when is it that he is Meshabed? As Tayyip explains, what does it mean? I thought Rabban say not Meshabed. No, meaning Sheikhil Akhmuk Bimehism, that she could actually sacrifice from his animals, Imloi Hofalev is not Mefeta, which that everyone agrees she could use his animals. Oh, that's as Tayyip quotes, going to Aknilo, where he's Maknita, as Tayyip explained, Shinasla Bimatana, Mebehemaisav, where he gives her a gift from his animals. So that's why the Rabbanan cannot be like the Tanna Mishnah, because the Tosafot quotes from the words of Gemara, "Bekibin da Aknei lo havla denasha." If he's marked to her, then it becomes hers. And therefore, havla lemei, we should have said the Chatzis Tomas that the animal's going to have to die. The Chatzis, come on, like by hers. Our Mishnah differentiates, however. But as we continue with the words of the Gemara, "Ki Aknei lo b'milsa d'tzrichle," he's only marked to something that she needs. Could go in and play havla if he's not made for it for her. Then we continue.